Okay. Parshas Toldos is the Yisodik Parsha in the history of Klal Yisrael, talking about Esav, Yaakov, and Esav, and the Sichsuch that's between them. It's Nogea, Doirois, Ad Yemois HaMashiach. Bemez, the Parsha starts already in the end of Chayisoro. It says there, when Rivka left her home and she went with Eliezer, it says, Vatokom Rivka v'naroseo v'tikavno al agmalim v'telachno achei ho'ish v'yikach ho'ebed az Rivka v'yelech. V'yitzrok bo miboy be'er lachai ro'i v'yoyshe v'eretz ha'negev. V'yitze Yitzrok lo suach basode lifnoi ze'orev v'yiso eno v'ya v'nei gemalim boim. Chazal say v'yitze Yitzrok lo suach basode that he was misaken to filas mimcha. And he says, when he finished, he saw the gemalim boim. V'tiso Rivka zeneir v'atere es Yitzrok v'tipol melagomol. V'toymer lo evet, mi ho ish ha-lo zeh ha-hoyle misodev likoseinu. V'yoymer evet, hu adoyni, v'tikach ha-tsoi v'tiskos. Rivka, the first time that she saw Yitzchok, was right after he was misaken tfilas mincha. It's an avoda, we have no hasogo. What that means, that he brought it down, the tfilas mincha, into this world. But the Netziv speaks here, in Hamigdova, and he says that we can't imagine how Yitzchok looked. He must have looked like a malach, with eish surrounding him. And this is what Rivka saw for the first time. Vatipol melagomol. She, when she first saw him, he says, there's a pachad that came into her heart from Yitzchok, a yiras hakovoid. In a way that Rivka was different than all the other Imohois. So, when she had a taina on Avraham Avinu, she confronted him. And she says, Chamosi Olecho. And later she says, I don't want the Yishmol to live here anymore. He's not a good influence on Yitzchok. Even though Avraham wasn't happy about this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen to her. To her Ruach HaKodesh. But Rivka and Rochel also. Rochel, where she tainted to Yaakov, Ten libonim, Imlaim, Ain, Meson Oichi. He not mispalo enough, she had a taina on him. But Rivka, she couldn't bring herself to have tainas and Yitzchok. And that brought about that says that when Esav turned to Tarbuz Ro, she didn't tell Yitzchok who Esav is. And Yitzchok felt that Esav is a tzaddik, Esav is roi for the brochas, and so Rivka couldn't, so she knew that it wasn't gonna work. So she went to Der Harmumios in a indirect way to fool Yitzchok in thinking that Yaakov is Esav. The parasha starts that Eli told us Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham hoiled as Yitzchok, that Yitzchok, he was 40 years old when he married Rivka, and they didn't have any children. Vayyose Yitzchok Lashem Lenoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorohi Vayyose Loi Hashem Ata Rivka Ishtoi. That Yitzchok was mispalo, a very strong tefillah. Lenoichas Ishtoi, she was mispalo in one side and he was mispalo on the other side. Vayyose Loi Hashem. Rashi says, a loshen, that the tefillah of Yitzchok was, he was mafzir, he insisted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to his tefillah. Vayyose Loi Hashem. Vayyose Loi Hashem. Hirbu v'hifzir b'tfilo. Vayyose Loi Hashem. Nispatzer v'nispayes v'nispat Eloi. Kaviyochol, that Yitzchok insisted so much that he couldn't refuse him. V'nispat Eloi. And he was like seduced by him to be mekabel the tefillah. Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld asked, why was it so difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant Yitzchok's tefillah? Yitzchok was the Yoresh of Rom Avinu. From him will come Klal Yisrael, Yaakov, and the Yud Bei Shvotim, the Shiftei Koh. So he had to have children. What was so hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the tefillah of Yitzchok? So the Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says of Boedik Avot, he says that Avraham Avinu had a haftocha that he'll die b'seivo toivo. And it says in the parasha also, when Avraham died, it was soveya. He was satisfied. He had everything was granted to him in his life. He saw Yitzchok. He saw his grandchildren. They were 15 years old because Avraham was 175 when he was Nifta. And when Yitzchok had Yaakov and Esau, he was 60. So that's 15 years. That Avraham saw his grandchildren. And he was soveya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be nifter before he saw Esau go out to the Tarbuz Ro. So he says, Avraham lived 175 years, Yitzchok lived 180 years. Avraham also should have lived 180 years. So this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted the tefillah of Yitzchok in such a way that Yitzchok insisted, that he had to be mekabel the tefillah. So that caused Avraham to lose 5 years of his life. And that's why it was, Avada Yitzchak was going to have children. But it would have been 5 years later when Avraham would be 180 years old. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yose Loi Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him the tefillah, was mekabel the tefillah, caused Avraham to die 5 years earlier. So he says, Vayyose Loi Hashem is b'gematria chomei shonim. you'll make the cheshbon in the gematria, comes out to chomei shonim. So that's the beginning of Esav and Yaakov. It says Vayisroitetsu Habonim Bekirbo Vatoyme Im Kein Lomoze Onoichi Vatelach Lidroishes Hashem. She went to ask an Ovid. It was Nisroitetsim Bekirbo. Rashi Adichm Shotim. One lotion was that when she passed the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, Yaakov wanted to leave. When she passed the base of Avodah Zorah, Esav wanted to leave. So she had a very hard pregnancy. And also they were fighting. They weren't quiet in her womb. They were fighting with each other. So that was a very, very difficult pregnancy. And different than any other pregnancy. Somebody has twins, so they're usually close to each other. So that when she went to ask a Novi, Shem, Ve'eva, Ve'yoyme Hashem lo. So the Novi said, B'shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei, this what they're fighting, this that they want to go out to different places. Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. These are two nations. Two nations will come out from you later. And one people is going to overcome the other people. Like Rashi says, they're not going to be equal at the same time. They're going to be powerful at the same time. When Yaakov is powerful, Esau of Edom is downtrodden. And if it's the other way, then Yaakov is downtrodden. For Rav Yavo Etzoya, and the older one is going to serve the younger one. Now the fact that this nevuah was said to her, so she knew that Esau is going to be nichna to Yaakov. But she didn't tell her to Yitzchok. Yitzchok didn't know about that nevuah, because it was told to her. So it wasn't said to tell Yitzchok. Ve'imolu yomeo loledes ve'ine tovim bevitno, and one was called Esav, the other one's called Yaakov. Vayigla Noorim, Vahi Esav Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sode, Vayakov Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. They went different ways. He was an Ish Tzayid, he was out in the fields to hunt, and Yaakov was Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. He was sitting in La Torah Valavoido. And the Torah says, "Vayev Yitzchok as Esav kitzayid bepiv, berivko heves as Yaakov." We don't know what it means kitzayid bepiv, but Rashi has one pshat that means that he fooled his father. That he asked him shailas. That Yitzchok thought is a Yerei Shemayim, that he's really Erlich, and he wants to know how to take, if you have to take Maaser from Melach, such questions he asked them. And so he liked him. He loved Esav. Rivko Heves as Yaakov, because she knew who Esav was. So Vayozed Yaakov Zid, that's at the time of the Ptir of Avraham Avinu. So he cooked the Adashim, and it brought about that Esau that day returned to Tarbuz Ro, and he told to Yaakov, he killed someone, and he was Ma'ana's woman. So, ki oyev anoichi. It's oyev anoichi from Ritzicho. And he was over there with the Zohar. So, Yaakov told him, I'll give you to eat if you sell me your pchoiro. You the pchoiro, you were born first. So the avoider is by the pchoiro. The pchoiro brings korbanos, the pchoiro is the one that's the over Hashem. So he told him, Hinei unoche hoylech, lomo zeh li pchoiro. Chazal say, lomo zeh li is the pshat that Esav was koifa be'ikah. So Shiva Rabban Zichron of Ocho writes, it doesn't mean koifa be'ikah that Esav was koifa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. He says, being brought up in a home like Yitzchok and Rivka and Avraham Avinu, with Malachim were Shchiach there. And it was clearly there's Ribono Shel Olam. There's no question about it. He had no doubts about Ribono Shel Olam. Lomo Zeli and also Chazal Minei Bey, they say, how do we know it was Kofa Biko? But Lomo Zeli, what do I need? Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Zeh is always a lotion when something is very clear to you and you could point at it with your finger. Zeh Keli Malveyu Chazal say that Ros or Shifro al Ayom Mashilo Yero Yecheskel Ben Buzi. That the Shifro, the plain woman in Klal Yisrael, she saw more. She had more hasogas in the Merkovo, in the Kisei Akovoit. Then Yecheskel Ben Buzi had a nevuah. There is something very clear that you could point to Kav Yochum with your finger and point at it. Also, the Chazal say, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mocho le tzadikim in the Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sit and the tzadikim will dance around him and they'll say, and they'll be able to point there. Zeh Hashem kevinu loy nagilo v'nischo b'shuosoy. Zeh Hashem, the masig Hashem clearly. So when Yosef said, "Lomo zeh li b'choro," what do I need is zeh? I'm makeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But my Yetzirah is so great that even so I know what's wrong and what's right, he still will go and do what his taivus and his Yetzirah tells him to do. That's the kfir be'ikah that he had, that he went after the Yetzirah knowing that it's wrong. It was koife in the Avodas Hashem. So he sold them the Pchoiro. Then the Torah tells us, with the Brochus, that Yitzchok Yitzchok v'hiki zoken Yitzchok, and he v'yitichenu enov v'roisi, he couldn't see anymore. Vayiko el es Esav. He called Esav benoi agodo v'yom elav beni v'yom elav hineni. He was very, very nizer in kibud av, not aim but kibud av, Esav. He was, Chazal say that one of the Tanoim says, Havai that I would reach even a miksas of the kibud av that Esav showed to Yitzchok. So vayome hineinu zokanti lo yodati yoimoisi. I don't know when I will die, so therefore go and say asode v'tzidu li tzeinit v'asili matamim kashe ohafti v'veisu li v'chelo. It's not stam that Yitzchak wanted to eat a good meal of venison, whatever. He saw in the in that he had tikkunim, great things. V'chelo b'avut v'orechecho nafshi b'term omus. Also, when Esav is going to be and bring for his father, so there'll be a kiruf between the father and the son, between Yitzchok and Esav. The kiruv halavovois, so the closer that Yitzchak feels to Esav, the more this brocha will be chal on Esav. That's the way it is. What was the question of the brochas? And Rivka Shomaz Bedabe Yitzchak and Esav, she heard him. Vayelech Esav Rasode, and Rivka went and she said it couldn't be that Esav should get the brochas. The meaning of the brochas was, the Rosh Yeshiva Rabban writes about this, and the Malbim says the same thing, that the Yitzchak envisioned, he knew who Yaakov was. He knew that Yaakov is an Oyver Hashem. He knew that Yaakov is a kodosh, and Tamil Chochem, he's sitting ala Torah, ala Voido, and he's steiging every time. He knew who Yaakov was. And he thought that Esav is also a tzaddik, but he's more out in the world. So he visioned, just like we have in Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Shevet Levi. Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael, the Shvotim. Shevet Levi was Meyuchet, the Koyanim, the Leviim, in Avodas Hashem. Yoru Mishpotech Lo Yaakov, Sorosu Lo Yisrael. That was that's their Tafket. That's what they're for. To be Meyuchet for Avodas Hashem, and they're not. They don't have a panosa. Their panosa is from the Eivishter gives them trumas and maizchois and on, etc. So Yitzchok thought that Klal Yisrael is going to be that Yaakov is going to be the Shevet Levi and Esav is going to be the rest of Klal Yisrael. And just like Klal Yisrael has to support Shevet Levi, so too Esav will have to support Yaakov Avinu. So then they both have a chelek in Avodas Hashem, and they both have a chelek in Olam Habo, Gan Eden, etc. So that was Yitzchok's vision of Klal Yisrael. But Rivka that knew who Esav is, he's a Rosho. It will never work that way. He will never support Yaakov. So it'll be bad for both of them. Be bad for Yaakov, and also Esav is gonna get Moedik Oinshin for not supporting Yaakov. So she envisioned Klal Yisrael is from Yaakov, both the Shevet Levi and the rest of the Shvatim. The rest of the Shvatim will be there, have Eretz Yisrael and support for Trumos and Maisres and the Oros Matnos Kohuna and the Shevet Levi and the Koyanim. So that was the machlokes between Rivka and Yitzchok. And so therefore Rivka went ahead and she got Yaakov to take the brochas. And when Yaakov came to Yitzchok and he said, Ani Esau b'chorecho, so he didn't directly lie, Rashi says, but he fooled them. When Yitzchok found out at the end what happened, he said, Gam Boruch here. He was maskim, because min hashamayim, the brochas came to Yaakov. The brochas were be'ike in Gashmias. Yitein l'chol elokim, bital hashamayim mishmane ha'oretz, rovdogo mesiroish, Yavdu Chamim, Yishtachvu Le'umim, Hevi Gvi Lechecho, that not only you have the Gashmias, also the you'll be powerful, you'll rule over nations, and that's all in the Brocho V'yiten Lecho. So that was the Brocho for that Yitzchak wanted to give Esau. But when Yaakov left Yitzchok to go to Lavan at the end of the parasha, so he told him there, he said, Yitzchok gave him a brocha. That was the brocha that envisioned Yaakov should have. The brocha is, Vayvorech oisoy vayitzaveyu vayoymer lo Yitzchok to Yaakov lo tikach isha mibnois Knoan kum leir paden arom beisav suer lavim echo v'kach lochem shom v'chom ishom isha mibnois lovon achi imecho v'keil shaka yivorech oisho v'yafocho v'yirbecho v'yisu l'kal amim v'yiten lecho as bichas avrohom lechol zaracho itoch v'rishlos eretz amagrecha shenosan elokim l'avrohom. So that was the brocha that he gave Yaakov. That was the brocha to give you the bichas avrohom. That Rashi said the brocha v'eschol l'goy godol. And that bracha he gave to Yaakov. So that's what happened. But this whole thing caused a Moedic sinner between Esau and Yaakov. That Esau hated Yaakov to the extent he was ready to kill him. That's why Rivka told Yaakov, Brach lecho, flee from here and go to Lavan. And even when he left, he went to, Esau sent Eliphaz to kill him. And Eliphaz couldn't do it. So he gave all his possessions that he had. That's why when he came to Lavan, he had nothing in Gashmias. Just want to say one more thing to say, that Yaakov told Rivka, Hein Esav, Ochi, Ish Seye, how could I go there to Yaakov? He's going to feel, to Yitzchak, I mean, he's going to feel, and he sees that I don't have hair like Esav has. Esav is ish so'i, for noichi ish cholok. Ulai musheni ovi v'yoyisev enov kamistateya. V'vesu lai klolo v'loi v'brocho. Ulai musheni ovi, maybe my father will feel me. And he'll find out that I'm not Esav. Now the Gros said in Parshas Chayesoro, when it says ulai, that's a loshon maybe, it's a thing that you wanted to happen. That's why he said that Avraham understood from Eliezer that he wanted his daughter to go to Yitzchok and not go to the house of Suel. Because he said, ulai lo soiver isha leilech acharai. Maybe the woman wouldn't want to go back with me to Eretz Canaan. He said, ulai. Ulai, he should have said, pen. That's the lotion if you don't want it to happen. You say pen. But you say ulai means that you want this to happen, that suffering. So that's why Avraham understood that Eliezer did not really want to go to Suel. He wanted his daughter. So what, so the question is, here it says, ulai yimusheni ovi. What did Yaakov say, ulai? He should have said, pen yimusheni ovi. Chas v'sholom, that he should feel me. So they asked the kasha. So the thing that I think the to say is that Ramban says, why would Yaakov think that Yitzchok is going to suspect that he's not Yaakov, that he's not Esav, when he brings him the food and so on, and he says, I'm Esav, why would he think? The Choro should have been called by the voice. You know, he sounds like Yaakov and Esav sounds like Esav. So Ramban says, no, being that they're twins, their voice were the same. Or he says that Yaakov could make himself sound like Esav. So from the voice, from the Tvias coil, Yitzchok is not going to suspect that he's not Esav. So why you Musheni Ovi? Why would he want to feel him? Teretz says, Dr. Ramban, because before Brocho, he wanted to embrace him and to kiss him and to feel close to him, in order that the Brocho should be chal on him. So Yaakov wanted the Yibusheni Ovi, that his father is gonna embrace him. But while he's gonna embrace him, he's gonna feel there's something wrong here. Esav is Ishsoye and I'm an Ishcholok. But the Ulai fits, because he wanted the Brocho, and the father should be mekarev himself to be bring him close to him in order to brocha should be chal. That's about what I want to say. Have a good Shabbos.